Welcome. I'm Halcyon. This is Hug Nation. I want to share an experience that happened this weekend. I was at a glorious event where a lot of it took place outside, and so they told the participants, bring your playa coat, which is always a treat because often my warmest playa coats, I don't even have an opportunity to wear them. Most times, they never really gets cold enough in San Diego for some coats that I've acquired over the years. I even kind of sometimes look forward to an event that might be in a wintry environment so I can wear a super thick furry coat. And so I was excited to bring my super furry, long-haired monster coat. And as I was sitting outside with Becca, she was wearing that coat, and I was wearing another long-haired furry coat, because I have a coat problem. I mean, not a coat problem in that I don't know how to wear them. I have a coat problem in that I acquire coats, and I collect coats. And as I said, I don't even have that many opportunities to wear coats because, you know, San Diego. Anyway, we are sitting and cuddling outside, using our coats as blankets and all bundled up and just enjoying the warmth of each other and these big furry coats. And Becca notices in, like, ow, some, like, burr or prick or something in the coat. And she's like, it's, you know, it's hard to get down deep into these coats. And I should say, if you've never had a big, long, furry coat, if you ever wear said coat in natural environments, in woody areas, they're very susceptible to burrs and, you know, sticks and twigs in nature, especially, you know, the little, like, burr, that's the right word, isn't it? Burrs, the little things that, you know, like thistle-type things that are made to attach to animal hair and get caught up in them. So I've spent many a post-festival cleanup time digging out and cutting out little burrs and sticky things from coats. So as she's sitting, she finds and kind of traces down, gets deep into the, and finds the little, the place that's the prick is a real sharp prick, you know? And so she finally figures out, oh, and pulls it so that she's actually holding, it's like a splinter or something, like a really hard splinter. And we're trying to pull, we can't pull it out. It's coming from the other side, but it's such a thick jacket that if we let go of it, we're not sure if we can get to it from the other side or where, is it on the other side? So at first, you know, we're sitting there, we're kind of both holding onto it and connected to each other. So we start, you know, asking for people, hey, is anyone, you know, hey, excuse me, do you have a, you know, access to a blade or scissors, anything like that? And first our friend, Stefan's like, well, look, I can pull it out. And so he comes around and he starts just pulling on this thing, thinking he can pull it through. And we're like, it will not come through. He's like pulling with all his strength. Now there's like a crowd around and everyone's giving theories and thoughts and how we can get it out and pulling it out. And eventually, you know, one, two, three, four, five people give up. And we're sitting there holding this thing like we kick it out. What is it? You know, maybe it's a safety pin and that's why it won't pull through. And then another friend, Matthew, walks by. And we're like, excuse me. And we start trying to explain the story with him. And he's like, do you need a knife? And I started to think about how beautiful this was. That with all this wisdom and all this wit, really the thing that we were looking for was the most simplest of instruments, just a simple blade. That was, but all of the wit, all the sharpness of all these people could not cure us of this ailment, this thing, this sticky thing that was making this normally warm and pleasant coat so uncomfortable. So Matthew pulls right out of his pocket his little Leatherman type thing, pulls out the scissors and hands it to us. Now, as I'm sitting here looking, we're holding the pin and my first thought was like I'm now so obsessed with getting this thing out, was just to start like cutting and cutting a hole in the inside of this coat to try to free this sticker, this stick, this pointy thing. And so cooler heads prevailed. Started breathing, starting relaxing, and then Becca starts kind of maneuvering and turning it inside out and pulling this and doing this and kind of finds on the other side where it may end up, blah, blah, blah. and ends up, and she pulls out.
That was great.
I lost it. I was going to hold it up. She pulls out a little pin, a little push pin that was revealed from the other side. And I would be lying if I said we were not hooting and hollering and celebrating this quest that took, you know, a dozen people to figure out. And the more I thought about it, the more I loved this whole experience and loved this story. This pin was left over from the creation of this coat. This beautiful thing, over the course of its creation, the pin was used to put it together, and then it was forgotten and long embedded in its history. And over time, this long ago experience, this long ago memory of the coat kept poking at it. And our first thought was try to, like, you know, just you know, ignore it. No, we can't ignore it. Then we became obsessed about it. We couldn't, you know, let go. We couldn't, like, get up from our chair. We were obsessed about it. And then we were trying to, like, do whatever we could to just, like, cut it out and potentially damage the coat, damage, like, just do wreckage on everything beautiful that came after that pin. And it wasn't until we went in deep and took the time to figure out the source of the problem that we're able to remove it, see that it was by itself something very simple, that we have tons more control over it once we were able to get a handle on what was happening. And I was like, isn't this just the beautiful metaphor for our lives and the little things that happened during our lives, during our childhoods, during our growth, that even if they were intended to be helpful and part of the process of growing to be who we are, if they're unresolved, if they no longer serve us, they can be a burr, they can be a prick, they can be a pin that causes us anguish, makes it so we're unable to enjoy what would normally be warmth, comfort, joy. And it is the calculated, calm introspection analysis that gives us command over the burrs and the pins, puts them in their place, removes them from our coats so we can be warm and cuddle and love ourselves and the ones around us without bringing that pin, bringing that damage, bringing that hurt to ourselves and all those around us. Ah, the metaphor of the pin. What a treat it is to rid yourself of spiky things. I'm very, very excited that this week is the final week of the first round of the Pink Path. The Pink Path, the 12-week authenticity and joy program that I've been working with 5 individuals for the last 12 weeks. You know, this each week has a topic and exercises, and then we do one-on-ones and exercises in a Facebook group. And this is the final week, and I'm so excited. I'm so proud of all of us and a little nervous as it all comes together. Looking forward to continuing to check in and you know, enhance and improve this program. Speaking of which, I'm going to be doing a second round of this starting in January. So if this is something that you are interested in, or if you applied before and are still interested, please let me know. The first 5 people, there was very specific reasons why I picked them for the first round of it. I'm looking forward to another small group of people for the second round. You can go to pinkpath.net or apply.pinkpath.net to go straight to the application. If you have interest or if you have questions and you want to look over those things and then reach out with a question, I'm happy to discuss or set a time to talk about it. It's been what I have been most focused on since Burning Man, by far. And it's the thing I'm most excited about. It's the thing that I have the most momentum and energy and passion going forward. It's where I am putting most of my intention to change the world and to change myself. So yeah, I'm super excited. I'm very proud. I'm very, this is something that I've been wanting to do for well over a decade. And honestly, it's exceeded my expectations. So I'm really excited to do it a second time and work with what we've learned and expand on things that are working and maybe cut a few things that fell flat a little bit. But maybe it's too hard and too early to tell what has been effective and what hasn't until we do a full kind of completion and check in with the five explorers and love warriors. So if you have interest, reach out, let me know, or check out pinkpath.net. Yeah. So wherever you are, grab yourself by the shoulders. And appreciate this body. Have body positivity for this body. Letting go of any thoughts of should, any comparisons, any judgments from the outside or the inside, and just being aware of the gift of life, the gift of a functional body, a healing body, a body that allows you to hear, smell, taste, touch, and orgasm. And as we appreciate this body, we also appreciate the depth of our emotions and our feelings and the journey of our thoughts. And we also appreciate the deep down self, the loving self, the light that illuminates our spirit, the light that shines through all of us, that shines through everyone, knowing that the purity of consciousness, the purity of pure light that we is our source, it's corrupted as it shines through all of our stuff and our issues and the pins and the burrs that get caught up in our history and our past. But we forgive ourselves and know that it is a journey of recognizing the pins and the burrs and removing them from our warm coats so that we may cuddle and we may share and we may be warm and share our warmth. And we forgive all those others who are dealing with their burrs and pins and their discomfort in themselves and as they affect others. Recognize that we're all on a journey, all trying to stay warm. So let's take three breaths together from that place of appreciation, forgiveness, and love. In through the nose. On behalf of Grandpa Caleb and all the Love Warriors, happy Hug Nation. I love you.
Please subscribe to the Hug Nation YouTube channel. Follow me on Facebook. You can check out Halcyon Pink on Instagram or just listen to the wind and I'll be there. I love you. If you enjoy this, share it with a friend, an open-hearted person who might be part of our wonderful collective Hug Nation family.